Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Greene County program presented by the Community State Bank in Peyton. This is Coltrane Carlson, and our guests today are our Greene County Auditor Jane Hewen, as well as Deputy Auditor Billy Hoskins joining us, talking to us about the voting process as the general election is now upon us here, November 3rd, but people can early vote now. So, Billy, if you wouldn't mind by first of all telling us how people can vote. They can vote both in person here at the courthouse as well as through absentee. Is that correct?
Currently, we are set up in the East Rotunda of the courthouse for in-person absentee voting. Our polling hours are from 8 to 4:30, Monday through Friday. That's our regular business hours. We will be open to Saturdays prior to the election, October 24th, and we're open from 8 to 5. And then we're open again October 31st from 7 to 3 for people to come in and absentee vote. You can still request an absentee ballot to be mailed to you by calling the auditor's office, or you can go on our website, which we have a link to the Secretary of State's website, and you can print off an absentee request form and mail that to us, or you can drop it off here at the courthouse, or you can drop it off in our drop box on the east side of the courthouse. The last day to request an absentee ballot to be mailed to you is Saturday, October 24th by 5 p.m.
When's the last day to postmark those absentee ballots?
Your absentee ballot needs to be postmarked by November 2nd in order for it to count. If you wait and mail it November 2nd, it needs to be to us by that following Monday, which is November 9th, in order for your vote to count.
For people that get their absentee ballots in the mail, can they bring that ballot to the polling location here at the courthouse and just vote on site?
Yes. If you requested an absentee ballot, we strongly encourage you to wait until you receive that ballot in the mail. You have options. You can vote that ballot at home, mail it. There's prepaid postage on the envelope. Or if you're not comfortable putting it in the mail, you can bring it to the courthouse, drop it in the drop box on the east side of the courthouse. Or you can bring it and drop it off right here, the East Rotunda, with one of the ladies that's sitting at the tables.
I would like to add to that that you don't personally have to bring it. You can ask someone else to bring it in for you that you trust to bring it in.
What's the big thing, Jane, that people need to remember if they're voting by absentee as far as, you know, that election security part of it?
Well, our drop box outside is emptied 3 or 4 times a day. We're going to try and make sure it's emptied on weekends. There is a security camera on it, and only our office has the key to open that, so it's purely auditor's office function.
And what about people remember to sign their
absentee? Absolutely. Their absentee ballot has to be filled out, put inside the affidavit envelope, sealed, and then signed, saying it is their ballot. And it will not be counted if it's not signed. We will try to fix that, remedy that up to a certain time. We open the outer envelope and make sure the inside envelope is signed. But then after a certain time, we can't cure that ballot.
And then what do people need to remember when they come here to the courthouse in order to vote?
Bring their ID, which is their driver's license or their non-driver identification. And if they have neither of those, hopefully they have a voter identification card that has a PIN on it, a personal identification number that they were assigned because they had none of the other two.
Now, Billy, is it too late for people to register to vote at this time?
No, you can still come to the auditor's office, or you can, if you're wanting to absentee vote, you can register to vote at that time, and then you can absentee vote at once. You can still register to vote on election day, if you so choose, and vote on election day also.
And so as far as the COVID-19 situation, we had this back in the June primary election where we saw a lot of people voting by absentee or voting early before the election day. Are you still kind of pushing for people to not technically vote on election day?
We're still pushing for people to absentee vote either by mail or by coming in to the courthouse and vote. If you choose to come to the courthouse, we are strongly encouraging you to wear face coverings. If you don't have one, we will provide one. But we are taking as many precautions as we can to keep the voters safe and the people that are helping you vote safe also.
I also see that you have glass partitions up to protect yourselves and the voters.
Yes, we have plexiglass shields that are in between us and the voters. That way it is more protection for the voter and for us.
And then how many polling places are there going to be for Election Day?
We will have 5 polling places. We will have the normal polling places in Scranton, Sheridan, Clover Hall, here in Jefferson, in Grand Junction. The 3 precincts here in Jefferson will be combined, and they will vote at the middle school, the old middle school gymnasium.
Billy, have you seen a larger increase of absentee ballots getting mailed out as well as requests for this election cycle?
4 years ago, we had a little over 2,000 total requested absentee ballots. Right now, we're about 1,700, but we still have a month to go. So it's hard to say. I'm sure we'll surpass the 2,000, but yeah, we've had more requests by mail so far.
We've also had a lot of updated voter registrations. Yes. And new voter registrations, yeah, too, coming into the county.
And Billy, can you give us, is there any other final comments or information that the voters need to know about that we may not have covered already that you'd like to just reiterate or go over again for folks?
If you have any questions or concerns about absentee voting or voting on Election Day, please call our office or go to our website. There's a lot of information. We have sample ballots posted there. We have absentee polling times on there. We also have links to the Secretary of State's website that'll give you absentee request form, voter registration forms, and polling places also. You can track your absentee ballot by going to the Secretary of State's website. If you want to know where it's at in the process, it'll tell you when we mailed it. It'll tell you when it was received back here at the courthouse. And again, we mailed ballots. If you've requested a ballot, did mail those. So please wait to get that absentee ballot before you come to the courthouse to try and vote in person.
And that's our guest for today's Let's Talk Green County program, here with our Green County Auditor Jane Hewen, as well as Deputy Auditor Billy Hoskins joining us once again. Community State Bank in Peyton is an independent, locally owned bank in business since 1956. Back with more here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.